Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And again, join us over at freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. You find something online that you'd like to share with other Free Talk Live listeners? Well, all you have to do is go and submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners can vote on it, whether they like or dislike it, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning more listeners will be able to see it. So head on over and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Let's jump right into your calls. Jeff's listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Jeff.
I wanted to call in on the last subject discussed, which was calling the police on your children.
Sure.
This subject is one that, I mean, just particularly pissed me off. I grew up in a home. I was always diagnosed bipolar and also ADHD, and had some problems throughout my younger years. For some reason, my mom thought it was a great idea to load me up, you know, with medication. And if I didn't want to listen to her, you know, if she told me to clean my room and I didn't want to, that was the first step she took, was to call the police.
Can I ask you a question, Jeff?
Yes.
Do you believe that you had bipolar disorder or ADHD?
No, I do not believe in pharmaceuticals in any way whatsoever.
Do you believe that in those disorders, or that they are disorders?
I believe that they probably exist. I believe that they are probably highly over, over
medicated?
Diagnosed.
Yes, overdiagnosed. There we go.
Well, Mark, you said you walked into some doctor's office on your girlfriend's recommendation, and in the first visit, he'd cut you a prescription for something that made you really depressed or whatever.
The foggy, I think, is the right term. Yeah.
You know, and I grow up, you know, now, and I have little kids of my own. I've got two children of my own,
mm-hmm.
and I could never even imagine doing something like that to my kids.
Well, you said that your mom called the police on you when you were...
On multiple occasions. I got quite a juvenile record because of my mother.
Wow.
the charge is incorrigible, and they will arrest kids for that.
Incorrigible. Is that a violation, a misdemeanor? What is that?
And I guess it, you know, it's a juvenile level offense, so I guess, you know, it probably equates to a misdemeanor. I've spent up to a week in jail because of it, and
wow.
spent a lot of time on house arrest and you know, things of that nature. So my mom and I, we really have difficulty having any kind of a loving relationship to this day.
I was going to ask you, like, did she ever apologize to you?
You know, she never really did. I have two younger brothers. I have one that's 6 years younger than me, mm-hmm. and one that's 10 years younger than me, and neither one of them have ever been medicated, and neither one of them have ever had the police called on them by my parents.
Wow.
So I think that they probably learned that that was the wrong direction to take things.
Are you saying that you live with your parents now and that they see your children?
No, I live by myself.
What do you think they should have done? Like, what do you think, what's the best way to handle a situation where your child might be in danger or perhaps endangering themselves and you don't know what to do?
Well, I never threatened to endanger myself or endanger anybody else. That's the problem. I was just a rebellious kid. And you know, all...
So it was more like you just weren't listening. You just weren't doing as you were told, that kind of thing?
Exactly. And looking back on everything, you know, and starting from a young age, I was part of the Ritalin craze that, you know, if a kid doesn't listen, he needs Ritalin, and that's going to fix it. You know, so I it got to a point where they were pumping me so full of medication that it was throwing me into seizures when I was a child. So, you know, I have a great deal of disdain for, you know, treating your child that way, and I could never, ever do that to my kids. I'll never put my kids on any medicine. I would never think of calling the police on my children. Looking back, probably what would have helped me is just having somebody to talk to, having a parent that cared about me, that could talk to me. You know?
Wow.
I know. That's
Do you think it's that they don't care, didn't care, or that they just didn't know how to do this? I mean, you know, so many people have issues with authority. You know, you're sick. You go to a doctor. You do what the doctor says. And, I mean, you can see it day in and day out in our daily lives how people can be around authority figures. Well, you know, and frankly, the authority figures enterprise on that.
Well, I mean, so many parents work on, they think that just threatening their kids is going to work. And when threatening your kids with spanking or whatever kind of tools they're using, grounding or taking their allowance away, now some parents are like, well, I'm going to call the police on you.
And see, that's like now, you know, with my children, my daughter is six. I'm 26 now, and I mean, I did have kids at a pretty young age, but I'm very close to my children, and I try to maintain a close friendship, a close relationship. So, you know, when I tell them to do something and they don't want to listen to me, I can let them know that they're hurting me by not listening to me, and they don't want to hurt me, so they'll do what I want them to do.
I think that is the completely, like, most mature, proper response to dealing with your kids, as opposed to what these other parents may think is good.
Jeff, thanks for calling and sharing the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. Sorry that it ended up being a crappy life for you growing up, but at least the good side of it is you know what not to do to your kids.
Well, you learn from it. A lot of people don't learn from the mistakes their parents made, and they do exactly what their parents
this
did.
That's true. Your thoughts are welcome. Your experiences, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let's get back to this other news here, because some people are very concerned about children drinking too much sugar, sugary drinks. And one scientist has a proposal.
Yes, this is from io9.com. Sure, sugar's bad for you.
io9.com?
Letter I, letter O, and then number 9.com.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. Sure, sugar's bad for you, but should we establish a drinking age for sugary sodas? According to UC San Francisco pediatric endocrinologist Robert Lustig, the answer is emphatically yes. He says that added sweeteners have health effects comparable to alcohol and tobacco and should be regulated accordingly. And because regulating tobacco and alcohol has worked really well.
You know, I mean, somebody can point to the regulations on tobacco and say, well, look, we have fewer people smoking than we did before. I think that it is more accurate to point to the campaigns against smoking that have come
the
on.
Information.
Yeah, the information and the commercials that have taken away the mystique behind smoking. I am not of the opinion that that 15-year-olds today are somehow wiser than 15-year-olds of 20 years ago. I think that, you know, to some extent, the cool has been sucked out of smoking, and that's that didn't come from the law. As a matter of fact, I would say just the opposite. It came from education and advertising.
Lustig and his colleagues argue that the state should selectively block access to sugar using some pretty stiff rules. For years, Lustig has advocated against added sugar, specifically sweeteners that include fructose. In a recent opinion piece, Lustig and his colleagues Laura A. Schmidt and Claire D. Brandis pointed out that fructose and other sugars can cause liver toxicity among chronic disease.
Now, look, I'm no health expert, but I thought I heard fructose was the better of the sugars. Because it was more natural or whatever, because it comes from fruit?
Well, sugar...
fructose or high fructose?
High fructose corn syrup is, from what I've read, worse than sugar, but sugar is, in general, pretty bad for your body.
But they didn't say high fructose corn syrup in there. It just said fructose, right?
Well, in their quote, it says, basically, if international bodies are truly concerned about public health, they must consider limiting fructose in its main delivery vehicles, the added sugars, high fructose corn syrup, and sucrose, which pose dangers to individuals and society as a whole.
So fructose is what's contained in peaches or
fruits.
Berries, right? Yeah. I couldn't say why. There's all kinds of bad things to be said about sucrose and high fructose corn syrup. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a scientist. I have no idea. I'm just listening to what's being said here, and I'm a little stunned, like you are, Ian.
Well, let's hear more in a moment from this control freak scientist. 855-450-FREE. I wish you'd just stay in the lab. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on the air here. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features you will find there. Again, freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site. You can get interactive with other listeners. We have our chat room built into the same page as the webcam over at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's all free, of course. cam.freetalklive.com. We talked about Carlos Miller earlier tonight. If you missed that portion of the program, it's the first hour. You can always download the podcast later at freetalklive.com. But we've been talking a lot about Carlos recently because he's one of the guests of honor at the upcoming Liberty Forum coming up here in, about 3 weeks from today, the 23rd through the 26th. That is going to be here before you know it. It's not too late to get your tickets. In fact, you can still save 10% with coupon code FTL2012 at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Again, coupon code FTL2012 to save 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're all going to be there. You're coming,
yes.
Right, Allie?
Yes.
Okay. And Mark and I have been there for the last several years. We'll be back. We'll be broadcasting live, and we'll be talking with interesting folks like Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime. He was just arrested this week in Miami for doing his job, which is being a photographer. Jody Emery's going to be there as well. She's no stranger to arrests, as her friend for life, Mark Emery, her husband, is in federal prison on federal seed distribution charges, basically. And so she's no stranger to that. She'll be talking about her experience, I'm sure, and the Cannabis Culture magazine and stuff that they're up to up in Vancouver. Peter Schiff, the world-famous investment advisor, is going to be there, one of the keynote speakers. Also, the other keynote guy, Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. So everything from self-sufficiency to the economy to civil disobedience, inside the system activism. There's going to be a tour of the State House on Thursday. There's going to be activism happening during the weekend. Rumor has it there might actually be a TSA visit where people will take off some clothes and go and protest and do some outreach at the TSA checkpoint. So
I thought you were saying the TSA was visiting Liberty Forum. I was like, whoa.
No, we'll be visiting them, carpooling over and having fun there at the airport. So that might be happening. There's also a rumor about a 420 celebration to reprise what happened 2 years ago when multiple activists were arrested. And it was a crazy situation with Nashville PD coming out with barking dogs and really intimidating atmosphere, so that may we'll see what happens with that. So there could be arrests, there could be, and there's definitely going to be a lot of fun at the Liberty Forum. And remember, you don't have to leave the hotel if you don't want to go out to the 420 thing. Nobody's going to force you to. That's completely outside.
Yeah, I'm not going.
It's completely outside of the Liberty Forum's official schedule.
No thanks.
Because activists will organize themselves. They'll do their own thing. In fact, there's frequently, and I haven't confirmed it for this year, but I can't imagine why it wouldn't happen. It's happened at every year previous. The Alternatives Expo also usually happens during the Liberty Forum. So in the same hotel, there's sort of a competing, a friendly competing convention. There's a little version of the Liberty Forum with completely different topics, a little bit more out there kind of discussions, but some people really, really like the discussion.
Oh, I go to the Alternative Expo every single time. They focus on alternative energy and a self-sufficient lifestyle, which I find very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, the last time they were talking about interior, make them yourself thermal windows. And, I made a few of them, and I thought it was very, very interesting. It's very interesting.
So, yeah, we'll let you know as more develops, as the event comes up. But right now, it's still time for you to get your tickets and get on board. Even if you can't make it for the whole thing, if you're going to be in the New England area on that particular weekend, again, the 23rd through the 26th, if you can just make it for a day, come up. It's worth it just to meet the people. That's what it's all about, is to meet hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. They're all going to be hanging out in the same hotel. There's going to be everything from luncheons, to banquet dinners, to after-hours parties, speechifying, panel discussions, and a lot of networking with a lot of really interesting, great activists, people that are actually that care enough about liberty that they've moved to New Hampshire to get active as part of the Free State Project. Those folks are going to be there, and people who are considering a move to New Hampshire, maybe on the fence about the whole Free State Project idea. If you're on the fence, this is a great time to come up and visit New Hampshire and meet some of these very people who are really standing up for freedom and making a difference. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Allie, you're sharing with us a story from io9.com. It is about a scientist from some university who has come out and said, this sugar stuff is really dangerous. We need to have regulations. What's he proposing?
He's saying to restrict sugar, we should have taxes on sweetened fizzy drinks, soda.
That one's been proposed before.
Other sugar-sweetened beverages, for example, juice, sports drink, and chocolate milk, and sugared cereal. In addition, they advocate that we reduce the availability of sugar, particularly to children. This restriction would make it more difficult for vending machines to sell sweetened drinks and sugary snacks in schools and workplaces, building on already existing regulations that have removed sodas from some schools.
He just suggested that fructose is a problem, and, you know, my wife doesn't like apple juice for whatever reason. She feels it's just sugar water. But, you know, lots of people give, what's that?
Well, if you buy apple, I think if you just buy apple juice from, you know, just the kind of the store or whatever, if you're not buying, you know, fresh squeezed apple juice.
This lady went organic once she had a kid, as so many do. But, you know, I mean, these are actual apples that are juiced, you know, in the apple juice that she might get at the stores at which she shops. But, you know, she chooses not to do that because what about apple juice? This guy's not mentioning apple juice. He's saying sodas are a problem. But lots of people
said juices.
Yeah,
there should be a tax on juices.
Yeah, there should be a tax on juices and chocolate milk.
Oh, I thought it was fizzy drinks.
Well,
that
yeah.
Too.
That
okay.
too. All
I'm sorry.
Of it.
Anything
he hates sugar.
Right. Anything that's sweet.
Maybe
no
we
go.
Should maybe no fruit either. Maybe you're right, Mark. State should apply zoning ordinances to control the number of fast food outlets and convenience stores in low-income communities, and especially around schools.
Control convenience stores.
Because
we
he
don't
hates,
want convenience.
My gosh.
Right. Because he thinks poor people are making the wrong decisions.
Well, some of them
They certainly, yeah, but there's rich people making the wrong decisions, too.
Right.
Well, don't take away the things they're actually choosing. If they're choosing things that we think are undesirable, well, keep in mind that for them the alternatives aren't any better. So why don't we let people make their own decisions for themselves?
Oh, they will.
Right.
Whether or not that's it's made illegal or it's taxed, they'll continue to buy the cigarettes. As we've seen, cigarette taxes continue to go up and poor people keep buying them. And you're right, Mark. Rich people do make poor decisions as well. It's just that they can afford to, right? Because they can afford to go to the hospital. They can afford to pay the extra taxes. Whereas these taxes, if they put a tax on soda and they put a tax on cigarettes, it hurts poor people disproportionately.
Yeah, it's not going to stop them from getting what they want.
No, it's just going to make them more poor.
Poor people smoke cigarettes disproportionately in the population. So, and cigarettes are taxed prohibitively. So what's the? How is this going to work other than just giving money to the government?
Well, he says we should also be, or we.
That means the government, right?
The state should provide incentives for the establishment of grocery stores and farmers markets. We should also be limiting the sales.
Poor people are dying to get up at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning to go peter around. I mean, that's a hobby. I'm sorry to say that, but shopping at the farmer's market is a hobby. It's a lifestyle choice.
There's more coming up here. We'll get to there's more suggestions from
yes,
this guy.
He's got more.
How he would like to control you and your life. Oh, if only he were in charge, then everything would be perfect. Perfect. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, Non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, especially want to hear from you if you're someone who believes that sugar should be taxed. And we must do whatever it takes to keep sugar out of the hands of America's youth. At least that's what this scientist guy is saying. We'll get back into that story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the number for you, should you like to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Now, one thing we know is dangerous, without a doubt, is nicotine.
Smoking.
Yeah, smoking is...
Nicotine's the poison, but smoking cigarettes is far more dangerous than the simple ingestion of nicotine through, you know, an aerosol into your lungs.
Good point.
Yeah, e-cigarettes will vaporize nicotine in a food-based chemical, and they'll do it, and it's significantly safer. By some reconnoiterings here, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best e-cigarettes on the market today. A pack-a-day smoker will save approximately $120 a month. So, you know, that's other money you can use for, I don't know, sugary drinks, whatever you want. They've got better flavors than cigarettes, than that delicious mud taste you get from cigarettes. You can get free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with a purchase of 40 cartomizers. So you go over there, you purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. You'll get a free starter kit. You get free e-cigarettes, free charger, and free shipping. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, so Ali has been telling us a story from io9.com about a particular scientist who has decided to advocate for all manner of new regulations and taxes and bans and such.
He loves it.
He wants to regulate and tax soda and juice and pretty much anything with sugar or fructose.
Well, not just taxes. He wants zoning ordinance to control the number of fast food outlets and convenience stores in low-income communities for whatever reason.
Right, because you could just walk right in there and get yourself a whole cup full of sugary soda pop. I mean, that's dangerous. He's trying to protect the poor people, Allie.
Well, he has other options. He says another option would be to limit sales during school operation or to designate an age limit, such as 17, for the purchase of drinks with added sugar, particularly soda.
Oh, God. IDing people for soda pop. That's where this is going.
He says, indeed, parents in South Philadelphia, Pennsylvania,
indeed,
recently took this upon themselves by lining up outside convenience stores and blocking children from entering them after school. Why couldn't a public health directive do the same?
Wow.
So he wants, like,
because
police to be standing there keeping the children from coming to
the convenience
store. The
parents wanted it, not the public health officials.
I love getting out of school and, you know, going and getting a Slurpee. Like, what's wrong with that?
I used to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the food that they gave in the school was so terrible that after I got out of school, that's all I wanted was, like, sugar just mounded on me because, you know, I was brain dead after that anyway.
I can't handle it now, by the way. Like, I've had a Slurpee as an adult, and they're not as good. They're not as, like, I can't even get through a full Slurpee.
It's true.
Sugar's like crack for kids. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, that's, you know, our son, like, I imagine most single children of older doting parents, doesn't get a lot of sugar. He didn't have candy for a very long time, but he knows what the word means. Mm. He's gotten a little piece here and a little piece there, you know, special events like Halloween or Pork Fest, and you can get that kid to do anything for candy. Anything. I mean,
clean the house, Jack.
He's
get you Smarties.
Yeah, that's not going to really work. I mean, he's four. He can't really clean anything. But
later.
Yeah, soon.
Later on.
Well, he probably won't be as motivated by it then.
Well, it's true. Yeah, I remember when I was young, I used to love this stuff. They called it bug juice or something like that. And it was basically super concentrated, so concentrated that it was gel-like liquid sugar.
What?
And I used to eat
mix it right
up. And no, this is how it was supposed to be. And then I would eat it all the time. And then now I can't handle it at all.
At camp, they had what they call bug juice. And it was basically, you know, the Kool-Aid ripoff, essentially.
In prison, they had what they called bug juice.
Yep.
And it was saccharin-laced Kool-Aid rip. You know, that's why they called
it
that.
Maybe I'm getting the name wrong, but this was like in a bottle. It was small. It was very thick, and it was just sugar.
Weird.
Basically. Yeah.
I'm guessing you probably drank concentrated bug juice or something.
Maybe.
Like, maybe you were supposed to dilute it with ice and water.
I wasn't going to do that.
It just goes to show how much kids love sugar.
Yeah, no doubt. So, are we done with his proposals, or are there more?
I mean, that's basically it. He talks about how it won't be easy to regulate sugar.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then they talk about the sugar lobby and how...
No kidding.
he mentions the sugar lobby and how that's going to be something that's going to be difficult to defeat.
If it weren't for the sugar lobby, we would have sugar taxes and be IDing people for sugar when they checked out of the grocery store. Can you imagine having to show ID before you buy a Slurpee?
No. Yeah. I can't imagine that. But you know, I mean,
he can apparently.
If this is the road that these kind of things go down. I mean, so smoking is bad for you. Drinking alcohol is bad for you. Sugar is bad for you. I mean, there's a lot of evidence that says that sugar is not good for you. So if you can outlaw and put age restrictions on tobacco and alcohol, why can't you do it with this?
Sounds like they're moving in that direction. Let's talk to Amos.
Marijuana hasn't killed anybody, and they've got that restricted.
Amos is in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Amos.
Hey, everybody's doing here.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, well, we had bug juice at Scout Camp back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been around a very long time, but seems like some of your... I never really was a big fan of these diet soft drinks, so I tried one the other day. It's no calories. It's really good. But
which one was it?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not on the air.
I'm allowed to say it if we ask you.
You were just asked. So
Lerner's ginger ale. In a diet. Delicious. No calories.
Is it aspartame?
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Some is better than others, I would say, when it comes to diet soda.
Because I'm pretty sure I could find a scientist who wants to outlaw aspartame, too.
Right.
Probably.
Werner's is a pretty good brand, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah,
like, of the ginger
one my grandmother always got.
Yeah, it's a ginger beer, kind of. It's aged in oak barrels.
It's a little closer to ginger beer, but not quite. I would say it's still an ale, but it's I would say it's borderline to ginger beer.
Yeah.
You're talking to some experts on ginger beer here.
Oh, yeah.
We're big fans.
We've done taste testing on ginger beers here at the LRN.FM studios.
Yeah, up in that area, they have birch beer. I think it's...
They have that, too.
You don't get too much of it down here. It's pretty...
So what were you calling about tonight besides sugary drinks?
Yeah, the main thing, I'm really very, I mean, I love your, I want to tell you something. We probably wouldn't agree on 99% out of everything. I'm pretty conservative, but the reason I listen to your show is because I love your style and I love your activism, and I don't know. I just like your whole approach to everything. And
well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Now, as a conservative who disagrees with a bunch of stuff, what is it that you like? What activisms like really float your boat that you've heard about?
Well, I'm kind of a conservative activist,
mm-hmm.
and what I've been involved in the anti-abortion movement and some of that kind of stuff. And what I'm asking, and maybe there are other, I think there's other conservatives that call your show too.
Yeah,
is that. Are conservative activists welcome up in New Hampshire as well as liberal activists?
Well, first of all, how new are you to the show?
Oh, I've been listening to you for, I don't know, as long as it's been on the with WVTS.
Oh, that's a long time. We've been on VTS for probably about 5 years now.
Yeah.
Now, I would hope that you picked up by now that there's more to the world than just conservative and liberal.
Right.
I don't,
I know that.
Personally, I wouldn't tell anyone who's self-labeling as a conservative or liberal to come to New Hampshire, period.
Right.
Because
right.
I want people who are understanding of the ideas of liberty.
However, I think that there are a lot of people, I would think that there are a lot of people that label themselves conservatives. They're in fact libertarians that have picked up and moved. I mean,
yeah,
I
think there are people that label themselves as liberals who are also liberty-minded that have picked up and moved as well. What matters to me is whether or not someone is willing, and if you'd like, you can stick with us. We can talk more about who should come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
We can't stop anybody from moving to New Hampshire.
Obviously, we can't stop you, but there's a certain preference I have, and that is people that understand that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free as well. And that means that you have to allow others to do things you may not agree with, like give their kids soda. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Get in the zone!
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too.
Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are free, so enjoy them. Again, freetalklive.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get banners there for your website. You can download high-resolution graphics with which you can create whatever you'd like. And you can do more than that, too. We've got flyers you can print out and get a free bumper sticker. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. We had Amos on the line. He dropped off, but he had called in as a self-described conservative. He was wondering, can he move to New Hampshire as well? And as you point out, Mark, anybody can move to New Hampshire, but obviously we have preferences as to who we'd like to see move here, because there's a little movement called the Free State Project, which just turned 1,000 this week. And by 1,000, I mean there are now 1,000 Free State Project participants here in New Hampshire, which is great news, because we're trying to get to 20,000, so we are a good chunk of the way there, at least a little chunk. But it's a big deal, because 1,000 people to uproot themselves, to take their lives, as you did, Ali, from Alabama, as we did from Florida, as others have done from California, and as far away as you know, other places in the world, have come here in order to be active for freedom. And I know we talk about it a lot on Free Talk Live. That's because we believe in this. I mean, this is not just
you
some
don't pick
product.
Up a move for nothing.
Right. This is not just a product that we think is great. This is an idea that we've dedicated our lives to, and I'm so excited. I'm so glad I'm here, and I'm glad that there are great people showing up on a almost seems like a weekly basis across New Hampshire to get active for liberty in our lifetime. But I want liberty. I don't want conservatism or liberalism. I don't want some Republican or Democrat
talking
points.
Whatever that means to you. You know,
right.
Like, I think that, you know, if what Amos is talking about is conservatism, they mean small government intrusion in people's lives. Yeah, that might be the same thing.
Well, maybe
no,
what
I don't want any government intrusion in anyone's
lives. That's not what the Free State Project is about. The Free State Project is about creating a government where creating a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
Right. That doesn't include intrusion.
Well, I guess maybe if I was going to. I would agree with Ian. I wouldn't want someone who is going to write off issues because they see them as liberal issues, and they're not going to think critically about
but
it.
They
just
do.
Because
there are Free State Project members that do that.
I know, okay. And I wish that they would be more open minded.
They're not my friends.
Agreed. But that doesn't change anything. We're talking about the Free State Project here, and that's what it's about.
I mean, I think it's important just to try to advocate for people to be open-minded when they come. Because there's been people, I've met people who said they used to be activists, but not necessarily for liberty, but for other things, like he said, he did, you know, I'm not saying whether or not that's a liberty issue, but the abortion thing, I met this one amazing activist. He said he used to do activism regarding illegal immigration, and he was really against those illegals, and that's what his activism used to be geared towards. And now he's
but he
doing,
changed his mind.
Now he changed his mind, and he does amazing activism, Jefferson Memorial, and Lemonade Freedom, and all that stuff.
You're talking about Eddie Free.
Yeah. I didn't know if I wanted to out him as used to be.
No, he's talked about it on the air before.
Okay.
In fact, he's going to be moving up here, as I understand it, probably in the springtime. So it's certainly possible that the more you hang around liberty-oriented people, the more likely you are to change your mind on these things, because once you understand the principles of liberty, it can be difficult to not apply them consistently. You really have to kind of shut off your critical thinking in order to, you know, ignore the blatant in-your-face points of the freedom philosophy will make to you. But if you can't handle the idea of people living free, you know, if you are of the mindset, if you're the kind of conservative who is the kind of person who wants to control your neighbors, you will not
exist.
You will not fit in here. You will not fit in the liberty movement here at all.
Right. Well, but since there are basically two terms, conservative or liberal, and then I suppose moderate, and many conservatives would call moderates just light, liberal light.
And all three of those descriptions are usually people that want to control their neighbors. So.
Right. But I don't know that you can even say that. I mean, there are lots of libertarian types that do not want to control their neighbor that will self-describe as either conservative or liberal.
I agree. I think a lot of people are really, I don't know, libertarian, but they don't realize it.
Yeah, that's
and that's in quotations, just because I think libertarian is kind of a weird word to use. But I think
I
a lot of people, they call themselves a liberal, but it's not because they think that we need to start imposing taxes on people that want to buy sugar. They call themselves a liberal because they don't think that people should be arrested for smoking marijuana. And they're liberal because they don't think that people, government should intrude on people in this way. People are conservative because they don't think that taxes should be, you know, so crazy, or they don't think, you know, that our gun rights should be intruded upon. So those are people that can be open to more things the government shouldn't be doing.
Well, I didn't say that all liberals and moderates or conservatives are this way, but that's the, you know, that's the impression I get from a lot of them, is that they want to control people. I mean, after all, those are the people that they elect. Those are the people that run for office. Those are the people they get excited about. People are voting for Mitt Romney aren't voting for him because he wants to roll back government.
What most people who are conservatives and liberals and even libertarians haven't figured out is that the government is a poor tool for achieving whatever societal change you want. Because in the use of this top-down hierarchical, and I'm not saying that we don't need government in this world, but I am saying that in the use of the state as a means to create change, that there are all kinds of unintended consequences by the good-intentioned folks out there. I mean, obviously, if you're looking at these in the same way that we look at it every night, you'll see that these consequences, although unintended, are certainly foreseeable. When you use violence, which is what which essentially governments, as they largely exist in the world today, are.
Mm-hmm.
They're threats against your neighbor. This is why people get so upset about the political process. This is why there's, that Donald Obama, he's a commie, and he wants to take all our guns away.
Because they know the violence is there.
All those gosh darn conservatives, they want to, you know, their Bibles and their guns.
Because they don't want to be foisted upon, right?
That is why they're so upset. You don't care about other people the way they live their lives. You care about what they're going to force you to do.
Yep,
Generally, that's
agree.
True. But there are some who do care how others live their lives.
You can't use election results as evidence that people love the state, because most people don't vote.
No. Not people. I'm not talking about people on average. I think people on average wouldn't describe themselves as conservative or liberal or anything. They just don't care. Most people are completely apathetic.
I think most people use one of those terms.
No, I don't think so. I think most people are apathetic, as Ali pointed out.
I think they probably call themselves Republican or Democrat or liberal, conservative, but I don't think they vote, and I don't think they really care too much either, but they might call themselves one or the other based on what their parents told them, what their friends you know, tend to say or whatever.
Right. If you went on a man in the street with a camera and you held a microphone in somebody's face and said, do you self-identify as a conservative, a liberal, or a moderate?
Well, you'd have to ask them if they voted first.
I am apathetic.
You'd have to ask them if they voted first before you ask them that question.
Just because they self-identify doesn't mean they identify, what they identify as does not have anything to do with voting. Why do you have those two things conflated in your mind?
Well, because I made the statement about the people that vote for Mitt Romney aren't voting because they want, you know, freedom. They're not voting because Mitt Romney's a small government guy.
They may be.
How could they be?
They're voting between, they have a choice in their minds. I mean, the politics, the way they exist, you know, people, there are lots of people out there make all kinds of calculations in their minds about who they vote for and why. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the last election, when you had a choice between John McCain and Barack Obama, who was the most libertarian candidate to vote for?
Well, clearly not either of
you
those
didn't
people.
Get to, no, you don't get to pick. You don't get to say, oh, no, not either one of them. You have to pick.
That doesn't matter. We're
most
not talking about 2008. We're talking about now when there's a clear liberty-oriented choice in the race in the name of Ron
Paul.
Some
people don't believe he can win.
Well, I don't care about that, Mark. Clearly, they're not voting for freedom if they're not voting for Ron Paul.
Well, they might be, in a sense, voting for freedom if they feel like... they don't realize it's all the same version of government, but if they think Obama's version of government is worse for them, and they think that Romney's version of government will be nicer towards them, then all they're trying to do is get Obama out of there, and they don't realize that Ron Paul has the support of all the independents, and they don't realize
right,
that
but they're
Ron
only
Paul
voting in favor of themselves. They're not voting for the good of everybody else. They're not
yeah,
voting...
but how do you blame them? Everyone's self-interested.
That's what voting's supposed to be about, right?
Well,
for your own self-interest.
I want everyone to be free.
Look,
and
I
don't want to control people. I don't
want
to control people, and a lot of people do want to control people. Please stop trying to defend these folks. You know they're out there, and there are a lot of them out there who believe that
I'm
it's okay to control people.
Most.
Well, you're right, Mark. I don't know how many of them there are, but it sure seems like a lot of them.
When you look at the Nolan chart and you put people on it, authoritarian is a small segment.
I'm more optimistic, I think.
But you don't have to be a total authoritarian to want to control people, Mark. You can just be a little bit authoritarian. As long as you want to control anybody from doing anything that's peaceful, we're not going to get along very well.
Yeah, well, some people would say that controlling people from murder is authoritarian.
See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.